गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुर धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माया यमुना माय की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की समावेश भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेम नंदी to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to C.C. Guru. Oh, glories to the Prabhupada. So I will situate myself a little bit so that I can... would be a good idea because more devotees have come than expected and maybe more will come.
Give it forward a little bit.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pratyajnane
the universe that is at the banks of the holy lake Radhakund. In the letter of instruction, a different gradation of holy places have been given, and the conclusion is that Sri Radhakund is the most holy place because there the divine loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna take place in the most in the highest of the five relationships. To be at the bank of Radhakund, or to be allowed there, to come there, is a great blessing, and all of us from all the different corners of the world can share this blessing today, and tomorrow we will even be allowed to take our bath at the divine disappearance, not divine appearance, of Radhakund. So, to enter into this wonderful subject of a visit to Radhakund, I would just briefly like to dwell on the appearance of Radhakund. I will just briefly dwell on it because tomorrow we will hear from our guides all the details. But here I want to bring out one detail which is giving us the entrance into Krishna consciousness. See, when Krishna was performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, at that time several demons attacked him, and Krishna liberated them. Srila Prabhupada says he liberated them. Not he killed them, but he liberated them. And there is a particular meaning why we can say he liberated them. The first meaning is they became, some of them could enter the Brahma Jyoti. But the second meaning is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that each one of these demons represents a very disturbing anatta which plagues the devotee in Krishna consciousness. Now the particular demon which Krishna killed here was called Aristasura. He took the form of Dharma, the bull, and he attacked with full force. It was so heavy, he looked so heavy that a black cloud was hovering over his tail. The earth became dug up by the mighty hooves of this monstrous demon who was in the disguise of Dharma. And he attacked Krishna with full force. Krishna, however, threw him down to the earth and then violently kicked him, and in this way liberated him. After this had happened, Srimati Radharani said, "Well, Krishna, you have killed Dharma. We can no longer associate with you. You must do something now. You must take your bath in all the holy rivers. Only then you are pure again." So Krishna did not want to leave Vrindavan. And he said, "O Radha, if that is all, I call all the holy rivers here." And they came and made one lake called Syamakot. But Radharani said, "I don't believe you that these are the holy rivers. It's just some water. You are just making jokes, Krishna." And then Krishna called to the different personalities, and out of that lake came the different personalities and said, "I am Pushpa Lake. I am this lake. I am this Sarovara. I am this river. I am Ganga. I am Yamuna." You know, they all came. And then Radharani had to believe him. So then Krishna said, "Okay, Radha, because you have said that I killed Dharma, this book, you have also become impure because you have taken the side of the demon. He is not Dharma, he is a demon. And by being on the wrong side of a demon, You have also become impure. You must also take your bath. And then Radharani dug her own lake, and after some time the different personalities from Krishna's lake filled her lake, which was then called Radhakoti. This is the Leela. But you will hear this in detail again tomorrow. I do not want to tell you a Leela. I want to wake you up. This Aristasura is someone who is very, very dangerous to everyone who is on the path of Bhakti. Aristasura pretended to be a bull. He was a demon, but he took on the form of the most saintly animal, which is always to be protected. In the same way, there are many cheating religions, and there are many cheating processes in the name of religion. Also, we who are in Krishna consciousness can sometimes be what is called a Dharma Jvachi, that is, we pretend to be a devotee, dressed up in dhoti and zari, but our heart is filled with desires for sense gratification. It only looks as if there is a devotee. The heart is a garbage can. And one of the results of this cheating process is pride. As soon as pride enters into any religious heart or any spiritual group, you must know that there in the name of Dharma, some kaitava, some cheating is going on. And I feel every one of us, at least my heart, is full of this problem. And therefore, it is very nice to meditate today before we enter tomorrow the Radhakund about this. Aristasura, or the pride, or the cheating propensity in the name of spirituality or Dharma, has to first be liberated before a real spiritual life can take place. A puffed-up devotee is a cheater and not a real devotee. Jiva Goswami adds to this that after Krishna had killed Aristasura, he was so much still in the fighting mood that he kicked with his heel on the ground. Krishna very much likes to take away the pride of his devotee, because he knows as long as a devotee is full of pride, it is not possible for him or her to taste the bhakti, the love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness. Let us now look analytically in our lives. We have gotten, each one of us, so much mercy. We have gone to the Yamuna, taken our bath in Mathura. We have looked at different deities and prayed for their mercy. We are on this walk around Braj Mandala. But other mercy is also there. We have been given first initiation. Some of us have second initiation. We have been blessed, some of us, by the personal association of Srila Prabhupada. We are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We have so much mercy. But at the same time, the mercy is not always fully effective, because in our hearts are holes through which the mercy drops out. When I take this bag and I put nice Charanamrita in there, will it stay? It will not pour out like a monsoon rain. In the same way, mercy does not stay in a heart which is full of holes. What are the holes which are in our heart so that often the mercy leaves us? They're called love, anger, pride, illusion, madness, and enviousness. Yes. suttas are good for heart. So that the mercy which we have obtained in our lives as devotee leaves us. However, these holes can be covered with one simple layer. You know, imagine a container which is full of holes. If you put a layer in there, the water doesn't come out any longer. This layer is called Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Lord Chaitanya gives this medicine. If someone becomes enthusiastic to advance in Krishna consciousness, then he must take this verse and do something with it. I always have somewhere a piece of paper with this. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, raising my hands, I declare, everyone, please hear me. Yeah, this is unusual. When you give a lecture, all of a sudden the lecture giver goes like, yeah. Everyone, please hear me.
No, she.
It is unusual. That means everyone wakes up. Let us see if there is a sleeping soul. Some almost sleeping souls, but I will do it again and be here. String this verse on the thread of the holy name. Wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. See, your bhakti will only work if you keep this and four instructions in your heart. Because become humble like the straw in the street. I would like to have the Bhagavad Gita now. Does anyone have it here? Just here? No, I can remember it. Prabhupada gives a definition of humility in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse number 8 to 3, which I would like to read to all of you. No, here it is. In the verse number 8 to 12, not 3, 8 to 13. Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. Has your stomach allowed you to register this point? No. I will read it again. Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. You know, we always want to, oh, you did so good, and your wristwatch is the perfection of Paris design. Your seeker is the beautiful, most beautiful seeker of Raj. And your intelligence is superseding the intelligence of Bill Clinton by far. You know, this is what it means to be anxious to have the satisfaction of being praised by others. The material conception of life makes us very eager. With the material consciousness, we are very eager to receive honor from others. But from the point of view of a man in perfect knowledge, who knows that he is not this body, anything honor or dishonor pertaining to this body is useless. So one should not hanker, says Prabhupada, after this so-called praise. It is all useless because we are not the body. This body is dust. It is made out of dust. There is no question of beautiful dust and less beautiful dust, more talented dust or less talented dust. Dust is dust. So those of you who want to read this again, because the time is a little late, it's in the 13th chapter, verse 8 to 12. You can read this on your own time when you study. You will give this back. Which you have, these unwanted things like greed and lust and attachment to objects which are not really related to Krishna, enviousness, all these anattas come. only that is pride. So Krishna, he doesn't like when his devotees become pride. You can see this when you are Braj Mandal Parikrama. When you come into material consciousness, immediately you step into a thorn, or you step on a hard stone, or, you know, there are 50,000 people who want to see the deities before you, and you get to see him in the last place. Or when you finally arrive, there's no prasad, but only an ironic smile of the service. You came too late. This Braj Mandal Parikram, someone who is serious in it will see how Krishna crushes the pride. There's a shloka which I cannot recite to you in Sanskrit, but who says Krishna takes pleasure in crushing the pride of his own devotees, because Krishna wants that the mercy which he has given to them stays in their heart. It does not leave the heart like the water which runs through a sieve. There are many, many stories where Krishna shows how he takes care of the pride of his devotees. One story I would like to tell you, it is when Krishna, when Arjuna was on yatra through India, he was standing at the ocean, and all of a sudden a little monkey jumped from the tree. Arjuna said, he looked at him, and the monkey said, "Who are you?" Arjuna said, "I'm Arjuna." "Which Arjuna?" "Well," said Arjuna, "I'm the Arjuna of the Gandiva bow, the member of the Panch Pandavas, the great warrior." "What?" "I bet that you cannot shoot a bridge which I cannot break." Now those of you who are not from Kshatriyas families, or those of you who are from the West, a Kshatriya is supposed to make dams and also bridges by shooting the arrows in such an intricate way that they can be built, that they build a bridge or whatever is necessary, whatever is the task. So he built a bridge, and Arjuna said, "What? You said you want to break my bridge? I will show you." And he made a very strong bridge. So this little monkey came, walked in the middle of the bridge in the ocean, made like this, and broke the bridge. It was floating in the ocean, smiling, and saying, "See, your bridge is a good-for-nothing bridge." "Oh," said Arjuna, "give me another chance." And he again made a perfect and very sturdy bridge. You could put the whole Himalayan mountains on this bridge. The bridge was able to carry it. So the monkey went on top of the bridge. He smiled at Arjuna and he went like, and was swimming in the water. The bridge was broken. Said the monkey. "What?" said Arjuna. "I will make one last attempt. If I cannot build the bridge which is strong enough to hold you, I will enter the fire and die." The monkey said, "That's interesting." Arjuna shot again the arrow. At that moment, a voice came from the sky. "Don't do this. Don't do this." Arjuna said, "I will build a bridge no one can break." Then after some time, the monkey went. He smiled at Arjuna. Then he grew. He grew. He grew. He finally touched the clouds. And then he made... But the bridge was not breaking. He grew more and more. He came, he did not break. Then he looked, and he saw all of a sudden, next to the bridge, Krishna, who was looking at the bridge and supporting it with his glass. "What is going on here?" said Arjuna. "Oh," said Krishna, "I needed to show you something. Don't be pride. You cannot build a bridge. You cannot do anything. It is all by my strength. And at another time you will see it when some cowherd boys will steal the wives, my wives, away from you. You will not be able to defend them. I needed to show you that you are only my instrument. If you don't understand this, this is not Krishna, this is not bhakti." And Hanuman, Krishna looked at the monkey, who was no one else than Hanuman. Yes, Hanuman, "You also cannot break anything if I don't give the permission. Both you, Arjuna, and Hanuman are only my instruments. Never forget this." Krishna always makes these arrangements for his high devotees and for devotees like us, where he smashes our pride into pieces so that we finally come to him humbler than the straw in the street, more tolerant and ready to give respects to others. This is the key to Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this verse and he says, chant this verse. He says, develop these qualities, humility, tolerance, and respect to others. Then only are you qualified to chant the holy names always. This simple instruction is also the key which will open the gate to Braj Mandal Parikrama. If you are a Braj Mandal Parikrama, but you have the pride that you are the doer, that you are the walker, that you are an advanced devotee, you will not be able to experience Vrindavan in its beauty. Pride is like a blindfold over our eyes, so that we cannot see anything. A proud person becomes totally identified with the material concept of life. He has no chance to understand that he is an eternal soul, a servant of Krishna. Only someone who is decorated with the beautiful ointment of humility and tolerance and respect towards others, only such a person will be able to go in a fulfilling way of Braj Mandal Parikrama. Your life is a whole parikrama. It is a journey through the life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the life is one big examination hall. And you will pass the tests which life puts before you if you learn humility, tolerance, and appreciation of others. These are the three qualities which Mahaprabhu also speaks in this Trinadapi verse. I want to congratulate you that you are now on Braj Mandal Parikrama. Don't avoid the school which is waiting for you, the school of humility, of sincere pridelessness, of appreciation of others, and of tolerance. When you go through this school, you will have the most wonderful time in your life, which will build one of the fundamentals of your Krishna consciousness. But if you don't learn this humility here, you will learn it, you will have to learn it in another school at another time. If you don't learn it in this lifetime, you will have to go into another lifetime and learn it there. Only someone who learns Trinadapi Sunichena can enter the holy area of Radhakund, because there Krishna killed the Arishta demon who is representing pride in the name of religion and spirituality and neglect of bhakti. it is important because tomorrow you will be able to enter the Radhakund and try to kill the Arishtasura demon in your heart. He's running around there, the demon of pride. Another thing which I just wanted to say, actually, I think I will say this in the question and answer section, because after 25 years of lecturing in ISKCON, I know what questions come after what lecture. Maybe this sounds arrogant. Let me see. Maybe I'm crushed also now here. So let us pause here and see, do we have any questions up to now? Hare Krishna Prabhu. What is your name? Rasa Mandala. This is the name for Vrindavan.
Maharaj, you can see that in the Krishna book, there are many stories of it with devotee who gets tried.
Yes.
And this devotee doesn't fall. Now, that's Krishna calling them. And, but there are other stories also with the fences. That's the devotee. That's the devotee.
Yes. This devotee asked what is the relationship between pride and offenses. This is very nicely explained in the second and third shloka of the Shikshastaka. In the second shloka, Lord Chaitanya says, my dear Lord, you have given sarva shaktis, all energies in your many names, but I am so unfortunate. I cannot have any taste for the names because of offenses. And then in the next verse, the Trinanapi verse, Lord Chaitanya describes how to gain taste. You can only gain taste if you are free from aparad, offense. And you can only be free from aparad if you are free from pride. Pride is the ground on which the poison flowers of offenses grow and sprout. A pride person will make Vaishnava aparad. A pride person will disobey the orders of his spiritual master. A pride person will be in Krishna consciousness for a long time but still remain in the prison of aham mameti. This is me and this is mine. This is I and this is mine. So, in other words, he will get so much mercy, but just like water which comes in a pot with hole, all the mercy will flow out through this pride which gives rise to also the six enemies, the aparadas and the six enemies. So, when you are on Rajmanda Parikrama, you will see many, many deities. And you should pray to the deities for their mercy. This is one activity of vijnapti. Vijnapti is a type of prayer which means literally an entreaty. Entreaty, you are maybe not in English, it's also a word which I'm not so familiar. It means to request for something. Vijnapti. So, Prabhupada translates it with submission. There are three types of prayers which you can pray to the deities of Braj. Which means literally an entreaty. Entreaty, you are maybe not in English, it's also a word which I'm not so familiar. It means to request for something. Vijnapti. So, Prabhupada translates it with submission. There are three types of prayers which you can pray to the deities of Braj, and you will see how your pride will go away. When you pray, pride goes away. When you don't pray, when you stand before the deities, here I am, that's you, nice, 200 years old, Acha. Let's make a photo, goodbye. You know, but a devotee who really comes, a humble devotee, will immediately, you know, make prayers to the deities. The first type of prayer is called Samprata you can see how naturally they are attracted to each other. The girls go like, I don't see the boys, and the boys go like, wow. You happy? It always happens. There's also a social dimension to Krishna consciousness. And this is human, natural human life. So, okay, now, I did this, by the way. This is one trick of a lecturer. He will say something outrageous so that everyone listens to him. Don't forget the point. I'm not speaking about the social dimension, which is there in every human society, also in a spiritual, seems to be there. I'm bringing a point of prayer. My dear Lord, I know that young girls have natural attraction for young boys, and that young boys have natural attraction for young girls. I am praying to your lotus feet that my mind may become attracted unto you in the same spontaneous way. You can say, my dear Lord, please, I see everyone is so attracted to, boys are attracted to girls and girls, and it comes so natural. Please make that this comes natural in my heart, that I'm attracted to you in the same way. How do you like this prayer? It is very human, isn't it? Very realistic. It describes the human condition. So then, this is like expressing the heartfelt desire for spontaneous devotional service. Then there is another type of prayer. It's called Dainya Vodika. It means you express your own insignificance before the deity. An example for this prayer is this one. My dear Lord, there is no sinful living entity who is more of a sinner than myself, nor is there a greater offender than myself. I am so greatly sinful and offensive that when I come to confess my sinful activities before you, I become ashamed. How nice he is praying. I am so insignificant. When I describe what is going on in me, I'm ashamed. This is how you can approach the deities. You can even say in your own words, my dear Lord, here comes your Krishna Das. Up till now, I have only managed to be a shadow of a devotee. Please give some substance in my heart, some devotion. So you can make your own thing. Then there is Lala Samayi, which is a very advanced stage. Here is a prayer like Lala Samayi means to express one's desire for a specific spiritual perfection. When I was on Braj Mandaparikra, Lokanand Maharaj always thought that I was lame for a long time before the deity, and he one day called me and said, why are you taking so much time? I'm saying, Maharaj, I'm a prayer machine. You know, the Buddhists said this, I also have so many prayers, I have to take some time before they are off my heart. So, I must tell you, I pray because devotees have told me, these deities made for you, Sachinanda, they made for you and they are ready to fulfill all your spiritual desires. When you are Braj Mandaparikra, do you realize that you are meeting the Supreme Lord who has waited for you since long? He wants to hear from you. He doesn't want to have a bright tree. A child 200 years old, or this baby is 300 years old. He wants to hear your prayer. Either when you express your desire for service, where you express your insignificance, or Lala Samayi, where you express your desire to be reunited with him one day again. Prabhupada has given a very nice prayer, and he has said, this prayer will make you happy, any other prayer will not make you happy. Do you want to hear this?
Yes, of course.
He said, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to serve you. Let us say this. My dear Lord, please give me the strength
to serve you.
To serve you. if you are on all levels of spiritual advancement, there is a perfection. Hare Krishna. I'm getting so much into this. So nice. Any other question? No, don't be afraid. I will only give short answers now.
There's a question that you want to answer.
I have answered that. Yeah, it wasn't there. Because of your short. My idea was to describe a little bit what is the antidote, the anti-medicine for pride, and it's really calling out for the mercy. And you have asked the question with Aparna Ras, how they come from pride. So do you want to get rid of the root cause of aparanas?
Yes.
Then start to pray. Fall on your best and knees, and on your make a full dandavat parikrama. That's the best. Pray. Lord is there. Radharani's hand is often like this. It means fearlessness, or it can also mean yes, tatastu. Your desires are fulfilled. If you do this simple thing, you will become the richest person on this branch, Mata Parikrama. You will be full with spiritual blessings. There will be no airplane which will be able to carry you. Anyways, spiritual blessings are spiritual. Any other question?
You're saying Krishna likes to take away the pride of his devotees. Sometimes
yes.
We see that devotees, particularly practice managers or just older devotees, somehow or other they like to take Krishna's position, sometimes maybe artificially, and saying, well, don't mind the Prabhu, I just have to smash your false ego or your pride somehow or other. That's perhaps due to immaturity or something. I mean, whether you see that yourself or in others, I mean, how to deal with that? That, you know, I mean, we have to see ourselves as Krishna's instrument, and not actually take Krishna's position. I guess it's more of a comment than a question.
Yes. The conditioned soul must be very careful with in the presence of money and admirers. I know sometimes when I come somewhere, they chant Jaya Sachinandana Jaya. It's not good. I'm in great danger. In Nectar of Devotion, this phenomena is described that sometimes conditioned souls come into the presence of a pure devotee, and then in their heart comes a shadow of bhakti, but it's not the real thing. It's actually a reflection of bhakti. So it may seem that someone next to the spiritual master is a very exalted soul. But what we see as his exalted qualities are the reflections from that great personality. Like when Prabhupada was with his disciples, he looked beautiful and they looked very, very beautiful. Because they were like stars illumined by the moon. Stars look very beautiful when they are illumined by the moon. But it's not yet their own light. No one should forget this. But Krishna will make an arrangement that these devotees, after all, they are serious, they will get bang on the head. See the many knocks on my head? Can you see? Everyone who is an older devotee has gotten so many things. And it's got. That's the mercy of Krishna. It will come to everyone. To you also. Hare Krishna. I saw you first.
I want to ask regarding prayer.
Prayer, yes.
So, when we find out, when we see so many different ladies, sometimes it's difficult to find strength to always pray from the heart. And the same also in chanting. And what is taking away the strength? Is also pride? Or is there some other things?
What takes away our strength? I would say it in a different way. I think it is better to ask what takes away our attention in devotional service, so that after some time we become aware. Now, the first thing which takes away our strength and our attention is a lack of attraction. The second thing is laziness, and the third thing is diversion. If you can keep it, I think this is too fast for you. This is the analysis of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He deals with inattention while chanting. Sometimes there is not the strength any longer to keep the attention on the rounds. Do you experience this sometimes?
This means you have not enough attraction to Krishna. It could also mean that you are lazy, or it could mean that you are diverted. So the best way we can, for us on that, get back your attention is to keep the association of strong-minded devotees. There's some very, very good devotees on Raj Mandaparagra. You should find out where they are. There are many very serious devotees. We always find, I think, Bhadrakabhu, you know that there are some very serious souls. If you have, you can see them. Who is still enthusiastic, still giving on their many. So you should look for them and associate with them. This Raj Mandaparagra is a good opportunity to associate with them. That will keep you to be, that will keep your attention again. It is really like this. I only need to see Lokanath Maharaj for 1 second and then I become serious. It goes so fast because you see him. The temple of Srinara seems to be paid out. Oh, Krishna, 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 Krishna. You immediately know this is what we must be doing. This helps you to focus your attention. But when you are not the serious devotee, then you lack this focus. Raj Mandaparagra is like a little village. There's a serious corner, there is a teenager corner, there's a shop. It's like a booming city. You have to know which part is relevant for you. I suggest go to the serious corner. Where the serious devotees are who really try to make it a unique experience in Krishna consciousness. And that helps. Take the teenager gentleman, come to the serious corner, then please make that. And then he goes to the Pradhyama corner. Oh, Pradhyama corner, come. Come, see this, come, make that. That's for you. This focus is the attention or the strength to be vivid.
Again, simplicity doesn't mean to be uncritical, naive,
exist in them, but it needs to be focused on the essence, not get diverted to so many branches. Here you are from Brahmanda Parikrama. To be a simple devotee means I'm walking through the land of Krishna. Three things are still the same as they were in Krishna's time. This God was covered, was touched by Krishna. The Yamuna, Krishna was flooding the city water. The Govardhana, he is the Govardhana still. Krishna was lifting him. He was walking many times with his powerful, sound voice. That's God. Sanatana Dasa, he thinks of the essence. The material world will always make disturbances to divert you from the essence. Father Prabhu, do you remember our play which we had one year, the Mahayatra play? There was everyone was himself. You were the leader, then there was Loganath Maharaj. He was giving a lecture, and then you had to say, oh Maharaj, sorry, it's a little late now, can you go? Is it a play or what is it? And then there was a sentimental bhakti, because he was a bhakta. He said, oh Vrindavan, oh Vrindavan. And then the next one, oh, you put a monkey, you stole my glasses. You know, on Raj Pandaparikram, you can see the many diversions that will come. Songs in the beach. Then you will see a Bhagavan with this kind smile. Oh, I'm sorry. The facilities for the rest of the devotees are not very luxurious. But it's going to be just one pump for 150 people. And you could go, oh, no. I remember my first Brahman in Marika. I said, why did you do it the bucket? Because I never forget this line. But they have to put the bucket. All right. I've managed to put three stones there. Taking the water and then soap. And then while I'm soaping myself, that soap couldn't be fine because there was no electricity and I couldn't really see how this was going. So I could manage, you know, and then I kicked over the bucket. And I was so I was never as frustrated in my life. You're standing out in the wilderness, all full with salt, high and no water to wash away, and 50 devotees trying to get water on that one pump. Oh. And I remember, I was thinking, why did I ever make the mistake to come up with that? I was getting totally admired. Tears of frustration, not tears of anger, came into my eyes. It was so funny. And then after you know, this part took me 1 hour to do the frustration because everyone was ready to explode. But then, after that, he got it. Oh, yes, Krishna has to mention the bride of his devotees. So there are many diversions, but you must always keep on the essence. Sometimes it will not be possible because your temperament and your conditional nature will react so strongly, but you must always look back on the essence. Therefore, Prabhupada said we must read, because reading affirms our philosophical conviction. So there was one last question, and we stopped. Hare Krishna. What is your question?
I'm...
Yeah, my tip is, I have... You must order him a private slava. This is not order. This is not there. But if you must have arm, you must have the arm out there. And you must try to get that. You must get the rest of the time. But you must look here and then the Lord has to get the same thing. I like to get into it. It's not the arm. Yeah. And the Lord has I thought that's what they do. And what's the other thing?
in Greek.
Okay. So, it's a case. I don't know if it's a case or not, but I feel it's a case. Thank you once again for having me. Let me summarize what I was trying to say to you in two sentences. If you want to go to Vrindavan, if you want to experience Vrindavan, or experience the moral radical, you must be aware that you must take the stride of your eyes so that you can actually have a spiritual perception. Pride makes holes into our heart so that the mercy which we get is not contained but leaves us. And the best way to overcome pride, really, is to pray here, but it is also good to serve others. If you are brought under paragraph, you can do services like distributing prasadam to the devotees. Or when you see devotees who are a little tired, you might like to help them carry backpacks or so. In other words, make this parikrama an examination in the school of humility. If you make this examination, you will become very spiritually effulgent. So wonderful in your spiritual life. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful Rajmata Parikrama. You have a very, very nice person here. Sometimes I'm dreaming of Rajmata Parikrama and I'm seeing the face of Bhadra, the first class organizer. So you're very often in my dreams when I am with Rajmata.
Yeah.